Every day, the princess grew sadder.
She spoke less and less to Beryl, even though he was devoted to her.
Often, she simply sat by a window and sighed. Finally, the gnome decided that she probably missed human company. So he went into the fields that lay beyond the garden and gathered several root vegetables, one each of carrots, radishes, and beets. Laying the roots at Amber's feet, he said, "I realize that you must miss your friends. Take this wand and touch each root with it. As you do, wish it to take whatever familiar form you want, and it will happen." With that, he handed her a tiny glass wand. Thinking of the young women she had left behind, the princess touched each root with the wand. She thought of the Lady Ruby with her long red hair and rose-pink cheeks. And suddenly, Ruby was there. Then she wished as hard as she could for the Lady Pearl with her soft blonde hair and shy smile. And suddenly, Pearl was there. And finally, she closed her eyes and pictured the Lady Jade with her green eyes and playful grin. And suddenly, Jade was there. The four young women hugged each other as though it had been only hours since they parted. Princess Amber was happy to see her friends again. Now she could once again spend all her waking hours in their merry company. But the gnome, though pleased to see the princess happy again, also realized that he would have less time to spend with her, and that meant less time to win her heart.